today my guest is Bill Fink. Bill, how you doing?
Oh, hi. Glad to meet you.
We've met before.
Oh, yeah.
Remember me? I'm Dave.
I just broke the fourth wall, too.
What do you do?
I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft.
I knew that. You were telling me about some of the work you're doing with the Kinect, which sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely fascinating. Probably one of the coolest technologies that I can think of, even cooler than Google Glass. The Microsoft Kinect for Windows just was released for purchase just a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's at the incredibly low price of $199 that could be purchased at any Microsoft store. This is remarkable because the original Kinect for Windows was selling for $299 or $399, a couple hundred dollars more than what this new technology is. And the new Kinect offers a greater array of technological advances.
Such as?
Such as full 1080p color video streams at 30 frames per second. That comes down automatically. And in low lighting situations, the Kinect will automatically adjust to double the exposure, so you get 15 frames per second, still at full 1080p color resolution.
So it's basically a device with a camera inside of it.
It is, but it's much, much more than just a camera. It actually is a three-dimensional imaging device. So in addition to getting the 1080p color video stream, you also get depth. So for instance, if you're a developer and you're writing a software application, you might get an array of color pixels like you would with just a webcam. But the color pixels will come in at, let's say, red, blue, green, and alpha. And as a developer, you can figure out what those colors are. With the depth, each pixel will come in terms of millimeters. So for each pixel in the image, you know how many millimeters it is away from the actual Kinect device. Hmm. And you have a resolution range from a half a meter all the way out to 4.5 meters.
That's distance from the camera.
That's distance from the camera, yes.
Okay. And what's that? Is that used to respond to events? So if I get closer, I can write code to do that? Or what's the advantage of that?
Oh, you could do anything you want. What it does is it gives you a depth perception of the environment in which the camera is operating. So, for instance, there's programs that are being developed right now that you can get on GitHub that will take this depth resolution and translate it into a format so that you could do maybe three-dimensional printing on a 3D printer, for instance.
Oh, okay. So you could detect what the thing looked like, or the object you're looking at looked like, in three dimensions and recreate that in a 3D printer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's fascinating. Another feature of the Kinect is that it will do body tracking. Mm-hmm. And so the original Kinect for Windows would allow you to track two individuals at a time. The new Kinect will go up to six individuals and will track up to 25 joints on the body, which is a pretty big improvement over the first generation Kinect for Windows.
Okay. Now this is, let's talk about the developer story around here, because like the detection of bodies, it knows what a human body looks like. It knows about where the elbows should be.
Yes.
But you write some code to respond to movements, arm movements, and hand movements, and things like that, right?
Sure. So as a software developer, you can write programs. Either you can pull the device itself and grab the frames, or you can do event-based programming, which is typically what people will do. And the events will be fired every time a frame is arrived. So you would program an event, and that might get fired 30 times a second. And for each frame that's arrived, that gets sent to your program, you can extrapolate the different streams, which is an audio stream, which is, the device has a four-microphone directional audio array.
Oh.
So you can get audio stream, you can get a color stream, you can get an infrared stream, you can get a body stream, and you can get a body masking stream. And with these different streams, as a developer, you have a wide variety of doing pretty much anything you want with them, because you're getting all kinds of data, and you're really limited to your imagination what you could do with that.
Give me some examples of some of the applications you've seen that are just really cool with the Kinect.
Well, one program that I've seen, which is just totally remarkable, is a product called Swivel by a company called Facecake. And what they've done is they've developed a three-dimensional changing booth so you can try on clothes without having to take off your clothes. So you walk up to the Kinect, and it will measure your body and then superimpose clothing on top of your body, as well as accessories. Now, this company also does some pretty remarkable things. So it'll put mascara or eyeshadow. And I don't know about you, but when I'm trying on mascara or eyeshadow, it really gets to be a bother if I pick the wrong color because you need to put cold cream to get it off and it smears. But here, the technology will superimpose it onto your face. You don't have that worry. So if you're trying mascara out, it's much easier.
This got awkward really fast.
Well, that's okay. And like if you're going to try it, maybe you want to match a purse with your mascara, you could do that as well. And the program will superimpose these features onto your body seamlessly, and it lets you look at how you will look with those actual products, and that's quite remarkable.
That is very cool. Are you a lumberjack by chance?
But I don't care.
That is very cool. Are you writing any applications?
I'm developing a photo booth application that I use at events, and so what it allows the user to do is pick a background. So I have some really crazy ones, like a dinosaur coming in to eat you, and then you can just kind of...
Are these still images or are these moving images?
These are still images. I'm working on my next generation is going to have moving backgrounds, but for right now it's a still image. And what the photo booth will do is allow the user to take a crazy picture and then email that picture to themselves.
Oh, cool. The background is sort of like a green screen.
It is.
But so you don't need the green screen.
You don't. So with the Kinect, you have what's called body masking. Since we have the depth and we have the color and we have the bodies, we can also get the masking. And so we can get each of the arrays, that each of the pixels in the array, and that pixel value will be the body number. So up to 6 individuals, I can tell which pixels belong to which person. Mm-hmm. And then once I take those pixels out, I can do whatever I want. And so I can put them on a background, a crazy background, or do enhancements to their body if I wanted to. Really, once you have those pixels, it's just a graphic image. And then whatever you want to do with a graphic image, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's interesting. So the green screen, of course, works because you pick a color.
That's
and
correct.
You say just remove that color. And the reason green is popular is because most of us don't have green in our face at all. Our skin tones don't have green in them.
Exactly.
But here you don't need to have a screen behind you because you can use the depth, the distance from the lens and just filter out anything that's further away than that.
That's correct. And you get some very remarkable effects with that.
Interesting. And you're building these with .NET? Is that the only way to build them?
Yeah. Right now, you can only use Windows 8. So you can program for Windows 8.
Okay.
And the Kinect for Windows, you can just program in really any .NET language.
Okay.
You can also do in DirectX. So I use Visual Studio 2013 on Windows 8, and it works fine. You can build Windows Store applications or universal apps. So mm-hmm. if you're proficient in HTML and JavaScript, you can use the Kinect and access those resources in a language that you're most familiar with.
Are we at the point where we can use the Kinect as an input device while we're sitting at our computer? Right now we have the keyboard, we have the mouse, and we also have this Kinect thing. But you said the limit is what, a couple of meters away? Is the
right. Right now with the 2.0 SDK, it's still in beta. We have really good resolution or really good accuracy from 0.5 meters to 4.5 meters.
Okay.
In Redmond, the Kinect team, they just did a hackathon in New York, and just, I guess, over the weekend, they did a hackathon in Dallas where they brought in a prototype Kinect with different firmware, and that allows resolution, I want to say, from 10 centimeters.
Ah, so and now we're talking about person sitting at a desk.
Exactly, and it can track your fingers, and I think you could do the joints and stuff. The Kinect SDK right now as it stands also has a control that you can incorporate into your applications where you can apply that in your WinRT so that you can do hand gestures. And so you can reach out and move tiles around and select them and do different manipulations that you might normally do with a pen, a pointer, or your mouse.
Very Minority Report type of stuff.
Really crazy, yes. It's when you start doing that, it's like, wow, this is really cool.
Excellent.
In fact, if there's one thing that I would have to say, developing for the Kinect, it opens up a new feeling for a developer because you're just doing these really cool things that you wouldn't dream would be possible, and the Kinect is at a price point where it's like, holy cow, this is almost pocket change. I mean, $199.
It's definitely accessible to the masses.
Oh, absolutely.
Very low cost. A big company to do that. Now, this technology changes really fast. Are there places people can learn about them as new things come out?
Yes, Microsoft Virtual Academy did a session a couple of weeks ago, and Channel 9 just yesterday made it available. The web link, I can make it available for you to post on.
Great, thanks. Anything else?
If anybody would like more information about the Kinect, they could reach me at What's the Big IT or use the hashtag on Twitter, Windows Connect, and start getting lots of information about this great device.
Excellent. Bill, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. You know, it's good to have friends, and it's good to have technology, but it's even better when you have friends in technology.